Hey, what's up, everyone? It's Marcel here, and this is a new format for content that I'm going to be creating going forward. I realized that after 35 episodes of the Agency Profit podcast that here I was being asked to go on other people's shows and speak on other people's stages about agency profitability, and yet it's something I never talk about myself on our own show. And I think that that is a lost opportunity both for myself and for all of you that listen to the show and that tune in to hear insights on how to grow your business. It's actually what I do, so I really should be talking about it more here. Not to say that the experts aren't great, we're gonna continue to interview them, but I wanna mix in more of this content as well. So in this video and in this podcast, in this piece of content today, what I'm gonna share with you is the core framework that I've been using with all of our consulting clients. And that's at the core of everything we do at Parakeeto from a software perspective that helps you build a more profitable agency over time. So here's the challenge. You know, most agencies struggle at some point in time through their life cycle with, you know, going over budget on projects or working evenings and weekends because there's a deadline coming up. And unfortunately, things are taking longer than they expected to. And since the deadline's not moving, that time goes into their evenings and weekends because there's nowhere else for it to go. And it's really hard to figure out, you know, there's all these processes that we could be building and optimizing, but which ones are going to be most important? Which ones are going to generate the highest return on investment? So the opportunity here is I want to share a framework with you that's going to help you not only identify what the highest ROI investments in process you can make are, it's also going to help you over time start to protect your time and your team's time as well and your profits. So you're working less overtime, you're working less weekends, and you're actually making more money consistently on projects. And finally, I'm going to show you how you can embed this in your business so that you don't even have to be involved as the owner or executive in this process. You can actually teach your team how to run this process and tune your business for you, essentially make your agency self-optimizing because it's a feedback loop, which is a beautiful thing. So to give you an example of how this has worked for us in the past, I mean, we've worked with lots of clients around this. Generally, when we go in, they're high growth. So they figured out how to get clients, they're getting lots of work and they're doing great work. But the challenge is, you know, they're working way too much, working into evenings, working into weekends. And when they look at their bank account at the end of the month, they're asking themselves, why is there not more money in here? I feel like we've been running around with like chickens with our head cut off and we just don't have the profit to show for it. And so I'm gonna show you the four-step framework here that we use to implement this process in their business that is going to tune it over time. First thing that we need to get a grip on is our assumptions, okay? So no matter what you're doing in your agency, no matter how you price your services, you're making some kind of assumption about your projects. You know, whether you have time and materials projects, whether you're doing flat rates, whether these things are happening one time, if they're productized, if they're happening monthly, you're going to make assumptions about how much time do we think it's going to take for us to service this client? How many costs are we going to incur that are external? Essentially, you're going to make these guesses about what's it going to take to do this. And oftentimes what gets missed is we're not actually going back to figure out if those assumptions were correct or not. So the first step is to, number one, capture those assumptions and make sure that there is a consistent format to those assumptions so that when we start to compare how our assumptions are stacking up against reality over time, we can actually do that horizontally. So get, you know, whether it's a spreadsheet, whether it's a tool like Parakeeto, whether it's something else, get some kind of a consistent format and a consistent methodology by which you estimate or capture the assumptions about your projects. And if they're productized, then that's great. You pretty much have to do that once, and then you've got that reference point. Now, the second thing that you have to do is measure. And what you're measuring specifically is the accuracy of your assumptions. So if you have costs in your assumptions, you want to measure your actual costs. If you have time assumptions in your estimates, then you want to measure your actual time. And so that's, you know, as simple as using an accounting tool and or a time tracking tool and or a spreadsheet, if that's, you know, where you're starting today, to really figure out what do we think was going to happen and what actually happened. And this is critical, and this is often a thing that gets missed right here, okay? Is there's often a mismatch in structure between the assumptions and the data. So I see this all the time where you've got you know, your assumptions or your estimates set up in one way, where maybe you're thinking, you know, we're estimating by role or by, you know, skill set. So design and copywriting and front end and back end development. But then when we go into the time tracking tool, everything's structured by task. And, you know, that's because maybe you're using a time tracking tool that is embedded inside your project management tool. So now when you try to figure out, well, how many design hours do we spend on this? You can't get that insight because all the time tracking data is assigned to things that don't match up. So make sure that when you're tracking your time, it's mapping back to the original assumption, because that's the purpose of that exercise. So that's really, really critical. The third part here is you're going to have meetings. Okay. And the goal of the meetings is basically to, you know, when we're measuring here, we're going to get quantitative data. So we're going to get the numbers that are going to tell us here's where things matched up or didn't match up. But when we go into our meetings, this is when we're going to sit down with the team and we're going to ask them why. We're going to use the data that we collected on where the mismatches were to help us understand where do we need to focus our time discussing in this meeting. And that's where we're going to surface qualitative data. And you might find that, hey, we went way over budget on design hours. Why was that? Oh, well, you know, we assigned too many designers to this task and we ended up doing a bunch of duplicative work. And the objective of these meetings is to surface what's going well that we want to do more, you know, creatively from a process perspective, et cetera, and what's going poorly, what's going a different way than what we expected on these projects. We want to capture those insights. We want to capture ideas for how we can overcome those things. And then we want to put them into our process backlog. And that will inform what actions do we need to take to solve these problems that we're seeing in our data and in our meetings that will help us make more accurate assumptions over time. And that is the flywheel. And if we do that well, over time, we're going to have more profit and we're going to have more predictability in our business. And those are two very good things, because profit, of course, means there's more money in the bank for you, for your team, for you to invest in the business, for you to invest in your goals as an owner. And more predictability means less time spent working on weekends and evenings, better resource planning, more accurate timelines on when you're going to need to hire people, just better visibility into the business. So you're never caught off guard and ending up having to work overtime to compensate for that. So the myth that I have to bust a lot around this is that time tracking is done to, you know, build the client. And in the past, that was definitely the narrative around time tracking. But what you should understand is that time tracking and cost tracking, these are two of the most important pieces of data for you as a service business owner or as an agency owner to optimize your business for yourself. It's your most valuable resource because it's accounting for the largest part of your P&L. Your direct labor costs are going to be 40 to 65% of your P&L month in and month out. It would be crazy not to track that. And it's such a valuable tool for you to use. So if you're still thinking about time tracking as, you know, being something that you do for the client, you got to shift that thinking and understand that it's something that you're doing for you and you're doing for your team so that everybody can have better work-life balance, everybody can be compensated fairly, and that this whole thing is going to be worth it for you in the end because you can predictively and, you know, constantly be making a profit on your projects and not run the risk of going over budget and basically working for pennies on the dollar. So to summarize, the four steps that you got to take: number one, start capturing your assumptions and put that in a format that's consistent. Number two, start tracking the accuracy of your assumptions through cost and time tracking. Number three, have meetings with your team and use that data to guide the questions that you're going to ask to surface what you can continually do and replicate that's going well, and what are the things that you need to invest in process to avoid or get away from that are not going well. And finally, use that to inform a process backlog that you can prioritize and work through and make investments in the areas that are going to protect your time and protect your money more consistently. And if you do that over a continual basis, and if you bake that cadence into your business, then eventually your team will be able to take this process, run with it, and tune your business for you. So if this was helpful, if you like this video, of course, share it with somebody that you think might benefit. And if you want to dig deeper into this stuff and get some free resources to help you implement this flywheel in your business, head to paraquito.com/toolkit and download our agency profitability toolkit. It's loaded with free resources to help you do exactly what I describe in this video. If you like this, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss another episode, and I'll see you in the next video. Thanks for tuning in.